Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that I refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for March 18th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. Absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers were the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of yesterday's show starts now. We had our guest on, Mr. James Edwards. He talks about race, politics, and hypocrisy in 21st century America. He does a radio program called ThePoliticalCesspool.org. Does a great job. They consider James a racist. It's a lie. They even called him the leader of the KKK in the media. Well, here's what happened. He's never even been a member of the KKK, much less a leader. He doesn't agree with the KKK. But here's what they said. In the court case, they literally said, we realize that saying somebody's a leader of KKK when they're not is absolute libel and slander. It's like the quintessential definition. But they said, you know what? He's not a member of any of those things. He's not a leader of any of those things. But it doesn't matter. Because based on Aesop's fable, the company he keeps, oh, he's a racist. And therefore, they can say those things. I'm telling you right now, the courts have ran off the rails, folks. So the mainstream press called James Edwards a racist, called him the leader of the KKK. James sued because it's not true. It didn't matter in modern courts. Can you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? What a sad tale to tell. You listen to James, though, and you'll learn something. Is James an advocate for the white race? Yes, he is. You want to know why? Because he's white. Are there people who advocate for the black race? Yes, there are, because they're black. And then, you know what? I advocate for all races. Why? Because God made us all. That's why. And I think every race should celebrate their heritage. Don't you? I think every race should advance their race. Don't you? I think every race should be proud of their heritage. Don't you? I think every race should learn about their heritage and learn about other races and other heritage or other racial ethnicities and heritage. We should learn about one another. We should celebrate one another. We should be friends. We should realize we're all Americans. We're all Americans and we're God's children. My goodness gracious, do we have so much in common. There shouldn't even be time left for our differences, should there? But there you have it. See, I bring that up and I'm a racist, right? I mean, that's how crazy these people are. Anyway, we gave a big old shout out to co-host Kurt Crosby. I basically said, love you, brother. We talked about his raw honey. Deliver directly to your door to learn more. Get a hold of Kurt, 801-669-2211. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or his website, localhoneyman.com. Check all that out. Proud Boys got bigger as police looked the other way. New York Times writes this piece. Proud Boys accused of leading a mob to Congress, followed a bloody path to get there. That's right. And the cops, all the way from the local level to the FBI, helped them. And then they blame that on the Donald? What is up with that, folks? The New York Times even documenting that reality check, huh? Hour two, Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. We played the best of the Eagles, On the Border. Great tune. They've taken it all off of YouTube and Google and everywhere else as they continue the, strip us all of everything holy and good and take everything down and just manipulate search engine results and everything else. I mean, it's out of control, folks. Anyway, we talked about Joe Biden speaks on Cuomo controversy. Says he should resign if allegations are true. Okay, well, I agree with that. But Joe should resign from office. Joe Biden should resign from office if allegations are true. Yeah, allegations leveled by Texas Governor Greg Abbott and A.J. Lauterbach, five-term sheriff of Jackson County, Texas, both of them have basically claimed that, you know what, Joe is literally working with the illegals to violate the law in America. You know what? Sending communiques saying, I know Border Patrol, based on the law, turned you away, but please come back. We'll help you get in the country. AJ Lauterbach saying a communique from the Biden administration to illegals is evident, and he has proof of it. All right, let's lay that out. Okay, Texas Governor Greg Abbott basically saying, hey, I've been talking to Border Patrol agents. You know what? Joe's policies are literally enriching the drug cartels and the sex traffickers. Whoa. Them are bold things, folks. Pardon the French. You know what? If Donald is guilty of an insurrection by saying to the peaceful rally, please go to the Capitol and, you know, peacefully and patriotically ask them to look into vote fraud, and that's insurrection, then Joe Biden literally working with illegal aliens to promote illegality in America, undermining the law, enriching drug cartels and sex traffickers, and we should be putting Joe away for a long time, shouldn't we? Donald Trump Jr. criticized CBS for pulling live episodes of The Talk following Sharon Osbourne's apology for defending Piers Morgan. So Piers said he didn't believe Meghan Markle. Sharon defended Piers, saying, I don't agree with him, but he has every right to think what he wants to. This is America. Oh, boy, they slaughtered her. She apologized. I don't think she should apologize. She didn't agree with the sentiments. She didn't agree with it. She just said people have the right to think to their own opinions. And that's where Sharon's wrong to apologize. Right? But you know what? The problem with all this is, folks, is this cancel culture. And the conservatives are falling for it big time. They all apologize. I'm not going to apologize. Look, I defend Piers Morgan. Not necessarily because I agree with him, but I do. I don't know that I believe Markle's claims either. At least not all of them. 9 times out of 10, there's 2 sides to a story, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be very clear. And you're not hearing the royal family's side. And I'm not defending the royal family. I'm just telling you from experience, you don't know the whole story. Okay? So I believe Meghan is, you know, somewhat telling the truth. A lot of what she says is true. But it's also her side of the story and her view. Okay? And you know what? When is something racism versus when is somebody just concerned about different things? You know, do you have a right to be that way? But yet, you know, the problem is you say someone's worried about their children getting darker or the browning of America, and they say you're a racist. Are you really worried about racism, or are you worried about your culture, your way of life? You know, when is it racist versus when is it legitimate concern for other reasons? See, and the problem is nowadays, it doesn't matter what you say or do. Once you're dubbed a racist, there's no going back, right? That's the problem with all this. Anyway, long story short, so I say that, you know what? Piers is right. He doesn't believe her. He has every right to think that. I don't believe everything she says either. I believe we only have one side of the story is what I would say. I'm not saying she's lying. I'm just saying I don't believe it all, and I don't believe it's the only perspective we can have on it. Now, Sharon said that to defend Piers too, saying he has a right to his opinion. She doesn't even agree with Piers, but I do. So I'm worse than Sharon. She's going to apologize because they attacked her. And in the cancel culture, once you're attacked over race or defending anything that resembles it, you know, somebody knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who might possibly have said something they shouldn't have said at some point. Boom. Racist. Okay. Guilt by association. Done. End of story. Okay. I'm not tolerating that garbage. I'm not apologizing. I have every right to my opinion, whether you agree with it or not. Call me a racist. I don't care. It's not true. You're lying. But you know what? You can lie all you want to as well. Freedom of speech, baby. I have my opinions to which I'm entitled to. And so do you. Right or wrong as they may be. But I'm not apologizing. I defend Piers Morgan for his, not because I even like what he says. I don't agree with the guy on hardly anything. But he has every right to think and feel and believe what he wants. So does Sharon. Well, anyway, I digress, except to say Donald Trump Jr. chimed into this. And he said, oh, man, how horrible it is in the cancel culture that, you know, and he goes on and explains it. Okay, he's right on this. He's absolutely right. Why do I then bring up shame on Donald Trump Jr. for this? Because he came on a radio program with me and James Edwards. That's right. It was an incredible program. He came on the broadcast on Super Tuesday. That's right. Super Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. And it was a great interview. And he loved it. He stayed longer than he agreed to because he enjoyed every bit of the interview. But then he got attacked because he said, oh, my gosh, Donald Jr. went on a racist show with Sam and James. Boom, guilt by association. And what happened is then Donald tried to distance himself from us by I don't know if he was lying, but by stretching the truth. He's like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know this was going to happen to me. I don't know how I got on that show. This is horrible. Look, his publicist reached out to us, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? So maybe he didn't know that. That's fine. But don't throw us under the bus as if we're lying or if we baited and switched on Donald and played games or something like that. And so they tried to attack me. I fought back hard in the media, forced several retractions in the mainstream press over it all. It was a big old fiasco. Nevertheless, Donald, how dare you criticize the talk show for shutting it down, criticize, you know, everybody for attacking Sharon and Piers and everybody else, but yet you did the similar thing to us. Shame on you, Donald. Shame on you. Why don't you come back to the radio program Liberty Roundtable Live, admit you had a great time on the program, because you did, admit that we're not racist, because we're not, and you don't know anything about us. I'm the guy that has said for literally decades on the radio, we're all God's children, let's behave like it. Let's be kind to one another. Let's realize we're all God's children. Everybody should advance their own race. If you don't want to advance your own race, there's something wrong with you. Why? Because children are a blessing from God and we're designed to procreate and have children. And any child that I have, or any children my children have, grandchildren, etc., that's advancing my race, is it not? That doesn't mean because I want to advance the white race because I'm white that I hate every other race or that I mean any harm to anybody else. I want to advocate for my race and have children, and I want everybody else to advocate for their race and have children, and having children is God's way. And I want that for all the children of God. Do you? Final story of my recap. The TV ratings are in for the 2021 Grammys, and the numbers are brutal. No one's watching anymore, folks. They're sick of the mainstream press. You wonder why, huh?
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've got two guests with me right now, Brian Rust, RustCuttingGift.com, and Eldon Stahl. Eldon Stahl's with John Birch Society. He's a field director, been around for a long time defending the sacred cause of liberty. We got a lot to talk about. Let's start with Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Marvelous, my friend. How you doing?
Great.
All right. I don't even know where to start, man. There's so much news, it's crazy. Let's just start with the Honest Money Report, shall we?
Let's do it.
Gold?
1731.20.
Correct. Silver?
26.25.
How much of them Silver Eagle silver dollars cost right now?
They're still around that $38 range.
All right. You got to pay 38 paper dollars for one of the 2021 United States Treasury minted silver eagle silver dollar. Why it's 38-1 is something somebody in the honest media ought to explain there, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think of that, Eldon Stahl? It takes 38 paper dollars to buy one silver eagle silver dollar. Both are produced by the government. Shouldn't we force the government to stop the fake news and tell everybody what's going on, sir?
Yeah, they've certainly debased our money supply, haven't they? That's just a terrible thing.
Oh, it's out of control.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to have honest money. And it becomes blatantly obvious, even to the casual observer, when they compare a paper dollar to a silver dollar, isn't it?
Yeah, people just kind of go, what's up with that? And my response is, hey, fiat money's a sham. What more can I say?
Could be the beginning of learning.
Amen to that. Hey, Brian, tell us about the rest then. Rhodium, where are we at?
Rhodium's 25,500.
Whoa, it went way up?
So it's up, yeah, another $2,000.
That's quite a bit, buddy. If I look at percentages, that's like a 10% or something like that, 8% rise, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Ooh-wee. Right.
Kurt Cosby's getting rich, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Honey-infused rhodium. It's like, whoa, dude, you're tearing it up. Honest money report, ladies and gentlemen. Gold 17,3120. Silver $26.25. That's just basically the spot price, though. The spread gets greater. How much does it cost to really buy gold now? Then can you get it for the around that?
Yeah, you're paying about the $1,825-$30 range. So it's about $100
more. Not near as big, and it's really primarily because one, gold's so expensive comparatively now, but also because of the disparity between silver and gold. That's a lot of the reason, right?
Yeah, that's part of it. That's right.
One other reason I think that relates is how much silver is used in products day to day. That has a big effect too, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, hopefully investors kind of see some of this and so on, but they, you know, they really don't project. I mean, our numbers right now aren't showing any of that projection of industry. The industry is going to pay what demands the price. They're going to pay it. You know, this is in order for me to keep my business open or whatever, where, you know, they don't take that into effect. So when people look at the paper price, they say, well, hey, it's only 26. Well, how come I'm paying 35? Well, industry's paying the 35 or around that market, and we'll continue to pay that, you know, the supply-demand price, right? And yet, so we try to educate a little bit of the fact of, okay, well, you're going to be paying that as well because they're going to be paying that. And so that supply-demand really drives it.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, there's a couple of things of interest. I want to pick your brains on this. So the IRS now is planning to delay the April 15th tax filing deadline till May. Mid-May, I guess, giving taxpayers and tax practitioners more time to file returns, according to Bloomberg. What do you think of that, Eldon?
Well, it's convenient in a way for taxpayers. They did that last year. I think they delayed it longer, though.
Yeah, it was like till July or something like that, June. I can't remember.
Yeah, which I guess was nice. But, you know, in the end, we all got to pay the taxes, I suppose.
Can I just be super blunt?
Mm-hmm.
Do I dare be super blunt, Brian? Can you guys handle
it? Yeah, do it. Let's do it.
You know how I roll, buddy. All right, check this out, man. So if you don't have your crap together, tough crap. If the IRS doesn't have their crap together, let's delay it. Isn't that what we're seeing, Brian? Let's start with you, buddy.
I think you're right. I think that's what's going on, isn't it? I mean, they're going to penalize me because I can't, you know, get my crap together. But, well, they kind of do whatever they want anyway.
And the reason I say crap in this purpose is on purpose. I know that's not really good language. My poor mother would be dying going, Sam, stop. But you know what? When you have to keep all your receipts and when you have to keep track of this and, you know what, you gave Larry a dollar and Steve, you know, whatever, and every single transaction you do, you got to report to your government. At some point, you would say it is crap. You know what? This is bogus.
Yeah.
This is garbage. This is unacceptable. This is un-American. Eldon?
Yeah, it's just been the income tax has been used as a way to control people. And, you know, remember there were people saying, well, the tax exempt status is going to be used to track people and oppress them and all that. And people said, oh, that never happened. And you remember what happened under Obama with these Tea Party groups that were 501c3s?
Yeah.
You want to respond, Brian?
Well, I, you're right. Didn't they come hit them pretty heavy with the burdens at that point? Yeah, I kind of remember that.
Yeah, it took them a while to finally get paid. But
there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I bring this all up, though, because you know what? I agree with Eldon. I mean, I guess it's good that they're going to delay it. Why don't we just delay it forever? If delaying it for a month is good,
yeah,
delaying it for like a year is better. And 10 years right. is even better. And we just, you know, why don't we just do tax delay pro, tax delay plus? And it's just like, we're going to delay it for like a generation. Well, how about forever? What do you think of that, Brian?
Amen. I like that. No doubt
Not
about it.
Not because I don't want to pay my fair share, but because it's such an abusive tax, too. As Eldon wisely points out, it has become, look, let me just ask you what terrorism is. And if you go look up the definition of terrorism, and then you go back and look at the IRS and you go, man, they are used to browbeat people into submission. They are used as a political weapon by the bureaucrats against the common man. Okay, the IRS is a criminal organization that's unconstitutional and should be shut down forever. And I sure wish Donald would have got that done, but no. Now Biden will never get it done. But folks, we have got to stop the con game. Brian?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, right now we're in full Weimar, aren't we? Isn't that the printing of money in that's a major national crisis. I think we, same with our tax burdens and all this. I mean, it, no doubt about it. They put the pressure on you, make you scare, the scare tactics, and you're going to pay. But yeah, I get a lot of these commercials that pop up that, hey, this outfit right here saved me, you know, I owed $50,000 and now I only got to pay $5. I mean, okay, well, I'd like to, if I owed 50, I'd like to only pay 5 too, right? But I think it's the crock all the way along.
Am I too bold on the topic, Eldon? I know people would say, Sam, your rhetoric is just hardcore, buddy. But you know what? How do you call it anything else if you're honest?
Yeah, I think you're right on, Sam. You remember when Ron Paul was running for president and he advocated getting rid of the income tax, people said, oh no, Ron, that's crazy. But what are you going to replace it with? Well, basically he said, yeah, let's replace it with the liberty, the freedom to keep the fruits of your labor.
Right.
How about that?
And Glenn Beck tried to mock Ron Paul on that topic, and Ron just snickered and said, go do your research, buddy. And Glenn actually did and came back and said, Ron's right.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if you guys knew that, but there you have it. Good for Glenn. But you know what? Glenn should be pushing to get rid of the IRS like I am. And if enough honest Americans would start to stand up pretty soon, our greater numbers would call a halt to the con game.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, and I'm not here to jettison taxes 100%, ladies and gentlemen. I do believe that there are legitimate taxes. There are legitimate ways to fund the proper role of constitutional government. So don't think that I'm anti-government. That's a flat-out lie from the pit of hell, too. Okay, the truth is, I stand for the proper role of constitutional government. And so I stand for two ways that you can tax the people indirectly. So you could do apportionment taxes. You could say, hey, there's 3 million people in Utah. Therefore, there's 330 million people in America. Let's do 330 million. That's the total amount of people. Let's figure out what the total cost is for the federal government. Let's divide it and find out what each individual owes and then tell the states, hey, you got to pay that amount to the federal government. And if the federal government's obeying the rule of law and on good behavior, carrying out their designated or delegated responsibilities, then by all means, we'll, as a state, pay our 3 millionths of 330 millionths, if you will. And there you go. And by apportionment, you wouldn't need to use this as a political weapon. You wouldn't need to abuse the people. You would have the federal government obey the law because the states would demand it because they control the money, not the other way around. That's one way they could generate legitimate, non-direct tax money. The other way is tariffs at the borders, which Donald Trump advocated for, and good for him. He's right. We don't need abusive tariffs at the borders. But you know what? Those who want to play in the greatest economy in the world can help cover the costs, can't they? Yeah, I support small tariffs. Liberty Roundtable Live. Brian Rust with us. Eldon with us.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Russian Foreign Ministry did not give specific reasons for the recall of their ambassador to the United States on Wednesday, but stressed that Moscow's relations with the United States are at a difficult state and accused Washington of bringing them to a dead end. Without any evidence, the U.S. intelligence community released a report saying Putin influenced the 2020 election. President Biden said Putin will pay a price and called Vladimir a killer on mainstream media. Severe weather ripped through Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama Wednesday, leaving tens of thousands of residents without power, and a major severe weather outbreak is expected to remain a risk over the next couple of days. The woman whose coughing attack on a San Francisco Uber driver went viral this week was charged Wednesday with multiple felonies for the crime. Arnett Kimier, who refused to wear a mask while inside the vehicle, faces up to 16 years in prison and $3,000 in fines. We are USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices, your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
U.S. leadership in South Korea with North Korea on its mind. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with their South Korean counterparts on Thursday in the Biden administration's first foreign policy trip. Blinken said that conversations regarding North Korea centered around the denuclearization of the communist state.
We are committed to the denuclearization of North Korea, reducing the broader threat the DPRK poses to the United States and our allies, and improving the lives of all Koreans, including the people of North Korea, who continue to suffer widespread and systematic abuses.
Blinken also addressed the role that China was playing in the region and the destabilizing effect it was having.
We are clear-eyed about Beijing's consistent failure to uphold its commitments, and we spoke about how Beijing's aggressive and authoritarian behavior are challenging the stability, security, and prosperity of the Indo-Pacific region.
China has denounced what it called U.S. efforts to foment unrest in the region and interfere with its internal affairs. USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Eldon Stahl, field coordinator for the John Birch Society, with me. JBS.org, the website, thenewamerican.com, the other website for their incredible, I'm going to say it again, incredible magazine. Also, Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com with us. If you want an honest person in the coin business, someone who can guide you right and help you understand how important it is to take possession of your metals, Brian Rust is your guy. RustCoinAndGift.com. So we're talking about the IRS delaying, and that's, I guess, good news. I just wish that delay forever. We're talking about how unconstitutional the IRS is and how it's being used as a weapon against the people, and it's been done for decades. Remember the IRS in the beginning, folks, the income tax was supposed to be just a temporary war tax. I'm just waiting for the temporary to be untemporary there now. It's been a long time. You know, see, they lied, folks, is the bottom line. And see, that's why I'm so hardcore bullish against the IRS, because you know what? They lied to you and said that it was a temporary tax for the war. We should have never let them do that. And the income tax, by the way, is one of the 10 planks of the communist manifesto. It isn't in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence. Scriptures speak of taxes to be grievous to be borne. So let's just go there, shall we? Okay, so I'm not too hard on my rhetoric. In fact, I think I'm spot on. And I think what we've got in America, we're just too soft. We're just like, Oh, what's a one of those things that are just a necessary evil there? We have to put up with this because, you know, we got to have the government, don't we? Sam, if you're saying that, you're like anti-government, aren't you? What do you think? Okay, you guys are off your rocker nuts. You guys have been indoctrinated and brainwashed to be whacked out crazy. Okay, the fact is there are proper ways to pay for the legitimate roles of government, which I completely 100% constitutionally support. Tariffs at the borders are fine. Not big, belligerent, crazy tariffs. But you know what? The players that play well in the marketplace of free enterprise have a very tiny, tiny, tiny tariff. And those who don't play well and honest and moral and good and appropriate to the capitalism free market principles, then they have higher tariffs at the border. That way we have this appropriate way to reward those who are good actors, not bad actors. And to make a long story short, between the apportionment tax that I spoke of earlier and the tariffs at the borders, we can certainly pay for all the proper constitutional government needs, Brian.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, you know, also you'd have, I mean, if we live within our means, as I have to live within my means, and if our, you know, government did the same, I think we'd have less government. We wouldn't need all this government, you know, bills and so on and reckless spending. And I think, you know, and we like you said, Sam, I think we'd be willing to pay our fair share, right? We put forth our what we've done, and we'll pay that. But yeah, just evil practices and is what's going on, and we see it. You bring attention
there you have
to it,
ladies and gentlemen. All right, Eldon, what do you think on this, though? I'm trying to be honest about the reality that we face. The IRS is the 10th plank of one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. We did not have it in the Constitution. There are legitimate taxes, and I'm articulating the solutions of how we can literally pay for the legitimate, proper role of constitutional government with checks and balances. Okay, this is not crazy talk. This is pointing to the real answers, isn't it?
Yeah, and really the income tax as we have it now today as a direct tax on the people from the federal government, that had to be an amendment to the U.S. to the original U.S. Constitution to even lay the groundwork for that, because you mentioned before, right, the apportionment type of tax, it was taxing the people indirectly through their state governments. That was how it was done previously. And the U.S. senators were also elected by the state legislatures. So if the U.S. senator came back and said, well, your taxes are going up, they might not get reelected by their state legislatures. They say, you know, I don't think that's really such a good idea. You need to go take another job.
Back to the drawing board, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it ought to be there now. Anyway, I digress on this. I don't mean to take forever on this topic, but I really want people to understand the proper role of limited government. And I really want people to really realize I am not anti-government. I'm telling you, that is just not true. Okay? I advocate for the proper role of government, and I want to use the Founding Fathers' wisdom, and I want to use the supreme law of our land to carry out that proper role in a very limited, very specific, defined by the supreme law way. And I do believe there are legitimate expenditures and requirements of the federal government, and there's delegated authority, delegated power, delegated responsibility, and there needs to be funding for those delegations. I agree with every bit of that. But when they want to, you know, buy $1,000 toilets at my expense, and when they want to run around and grant themselves raises at the drop of a hat when the rest of us are suffering, and when they want to, okay, it starts to go, wait a minute, stop, hold on. You know, when we start building bridges to nowhere, I kind of go, wait a minute now. And that's all possible because of fake money, Brian. If we had constitutional currency, this wouldn't even be possible.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, it's just, you know, the rich keep getting richer, and, you know, the evil ways and their agendas just seem to, you know, we shake our head a lot of times at those things, a bridge that goes nowhere. I mean, common sense, obviously, we're not building that, right? But it happens. And then those are the things that I think, you know, as American people, we're getting really frustrated with the fact of all this that's going on. I mean, we let's look at a little bit of history here a little bit. Lebanon right now, you know, the violence that's going on in their streets, their currency's worthless, people can't afford food. Venezuela, third richest country, their currency, people waiting in lines of banks, and that, I mean, when does it stop? I mean, it's a world crisis that I guess the people at the top or their agendas just destroy those at the bottom and could care less. Really, they say they care, but I don't think they do. And all in the great name of filthy lucre, right?
It makes you wish you were Tevye. If I were a rich man.
That's right.
What do you think, Eldon?
Well, wouldn't it be nice if, just like government, we could have this spigot that turned on unlimited power and unlimited money? And that's what they want, right? They're just,
yeah, that's what they've really granted themselves. And we, the people, need to wake up and call a halt to that con game. I'll tell you that.
Right, hey, Kurt ought to be pouring that money or that honey in the ground for those money trees. I think we'd all like one of those money trees. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, if you use raw honey, your honey tree will grow big and strong, and great dividends will come to you, my friends.
That's right.
All right, Biden has a clear message for migrants. Don't come over, he says. The problem is he's waited so long to say that, and he's indicated so differently not only on the campaign trail, but as president, and he's literally gutted the laws of our nation by undermining them. As I mentioned in the notes before you jumped on, Brian, and Eldon heard this, you know, A.J. Louderback, a five-time elected sheriff, basically says there's communique where even when the Border Patrol, based on the rule of law, turns away immigrants, Joe Biden has been reaching out via his administration saying, no, come back to the illegals. And now you also have Governor Greg Abbott down there saying, hey, you know what? Texas Governor Greg Abbott said that Joe Biden's immigration policies are incentivizing unaccompanied minors to travel to the United States border. And the Border Patrol is telling Greg Abbott that, you know what? Joe Biden's policies are enriching the drug cartels and the sex traffickers. Okay, wow. This is the kind of stuff going on, ladies and gentlemen. All right, now, Florida Representative Matt Gaetz said that American taxpayer money is fueling the waves of migrants heading to the U.S. southern border. So this is the kind of time when I stand up and say, look, this is not the proper role of government. This is insanity. The government of the United States, the federal government, is charged with the delegated responsibility to protect our borders from enemies, foreign and domestic. Joe's failing at his duty right now. And if he's literally participating with the illegals via those communiques, and he's really enriching the drug cartels and the sex traffickers and the human traffickers, at some point you say Joe needs to be impeached over this, ladies and gentlemen, or he should resign. But this is criminal activity, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
No doubt about it. I mean, and it's just sad. I mean, you know, I think there again, common sense. I mean, that's what, you know, I think the Biden administration and others, I mean, they look at us like, hey, we're just little puppets. You don't know. We know best. But yet common sense would, okay, well, you know, it's not that we wouldn't like people maybe to come into this country or so on, but they got to do it the proper way, the right way. And that's the problem that we're having is they won't allow us to speak and say, well, you know, it's just like investigating the voting fraud. They just won't allow anything to take place in common sense view, right? They just, here's our agenda and this is where we're going. And that's just crazy.
Eldon?
That's crazy.
Well, one little insight on this little tidbit is back in 1992, Joe Biden, he wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, and it was entitled, How I Learned to Love the New World Order. For those of you not familiar with the New World Order term,
where was this written?
1992.
But in what?
Wall Street Journal.
WSJ. Wow.
Yep.
All right, hang on. I want to hear the rest of this story from Eldon in seconds.
Okay.
Brian Rust, Eldon Stahl, Sam Bushman, hard-hitting talk. If I were a rich man, on your radio.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hello, TPC family. It's James, and I've got to tell you that I sleep better at night knowing that there are organizations like the Conservative Citizens Foundation. The purpose of the Conservative Citizens Foundation is to promote the principles of limited government, individual liberty, equality before the law, property rights, law and order, judicial restraint, and states' rights, while at the same time exploring the dangers posed by liberalism to our national interests and cultural institutions. The Conservative Citizens Foundation also seeks to educate the public on the dangers of extremist ideologies like critical race theory and cultural Marxism. I've worked with the good people at the Conservative Citizens Foundation for many years, and their work comes with my complete endorsement. For more information and to keep up with all the latest conservative news headlines, please check out their website, AmericaFirst.com. That's MERICA1ST.com. AmericaFirst.com.
Wow, Eldon on fire, ladies and gentlemen. Eldon Stahl with us. Joe Biden, out of control, criminal, is Joe, because he swore an oath to uphold the supreme law of the land. But now, Joe Biden, how I learned to love the New World Order. This is serious. Serious business. On April 23rd, 1992, this all happened. He penned a piece for the Wall Street Journal. In it, he speaks of breeding new life into the New World, or into the United Nations Charter, etc. His words, not ours. There's an article about this in the New American that you got to check out, too, by the way. The New American, I'm telling you right now, a premier magazine of just fact after fact. They just deliver some of the best information ever. Anyway, I digress. But Eldon, let's break this down a little more.
Well, the New World Order is basically a term referring to world government. There's a lot we could say about it, but basically that would be the end of independence of our nation and all nations, and concentrating power in the hands of a global elite, all kinds of international organizations and agreements. Effectively, that would mean that there would be no local control. But Joe Biden, he came out and said, hey, I love this idea. This is a great, and remember, this is shortly after George H.W. Bush came out and was very public with the term New World Order after many, many years of people saying, New World Order, that's just a conspiracy theory. No, that doesn't exist. We're not trying to form a world government. Bush Sr. was public about that. And then you remember Pat Buchanan, he was running and said, when I get elected as president, the New World Order comes crashing down. And that was a big thing. You remember, might remember that.
Yes, so, it was, and yes, I do, sir.
Okay, so that's kind of the context. And then there was this discussion about it. The Wall Street Journal, they're actually pro-New World Order, but they had somebody, their point and counterpoint, apparently somebody wrote, the New World Order is not a good idea, world government is bad, and who comes in to save the idea of New World Order? Well, that's Joe Biden. He says, yeah, you know, we should strengthen the United Nations to be as envisioned by its founders. Now, these are not exactly the founding fathers, mind you, that formed our United States government. The founding fathers of the United Nations include Molotov of the Soviet Union, not exactly a good guy. On our side was such a wonderful person called Alger Hiss, who was later shown to be a Soviet spy, a Soviet agent, and he helped with Molotov to draft the United Nations Charter, which Joe Biden in this piece said that why not breathe life into the UN Charter? Life meaning that the United Nations should become not just an embryonic world government, but an actual functioning world government. Now we have this man as president, and of course people around him that
And I want to just say, by the way, he became president, you know, with his vote fraud allegations, with his illegal activity on the border, with his literally lies. Biden has a clear message for migrants, don't come over, but yet he's sending behind the scenes all kinds of dishonest communications to the illegals. Look, we're talking serious, serious insurrection, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about an illegal border crossing coup d'etat that they're trying to commence here. And now we find out, you know, the Greg Abbott and this Florida rep, Matt Gaetz, and A.J. Louder all having evidence of criminal activity by the administration. And now on April 23rd, we find out this guy swears allegiance virtually to the United Nations and the Wall Street Journal.
Wow.
Okay, how I learned to love the New World Order, which is absolutely opposed to 180 degrees from his swearing an oath to the supreme law of the land, which says, I will protect America, so help me God, from enemies, foreign and domestic. And the oath is slightly different based on, you know, whether you're in the military or whether you're a police officer or whether you're the president of the United States. It's slightly different, but the fundamental principles are the same, which is, you know what, America first, baby. I swear an oath to that. And now we have evidence of him directly, actively, because you could say, oh, in 92, he's changed his mind now. Fine. Not true. And so this is criminal activity. And I don't know anybody else who has the guts to say this publicly as I do, Brian. Nobody that I know of.
Well, wow. I mean, it's just you see more and more and more things happen, and no one's saying anything. But you, Sam, I'd love to see you jump in office, Sam, where you be at the head. Maybe you could run for president. We could get you in, and that would be awesome. So
those who go for honest money, they murder, buddy.
Eldon could be a great vice president. You guys could do it.
Death sentence, though. If you advocate for honest money and you really can take action to make that happen, they'll just flat out kill you, Eldon.
Well, yeah, we'd have to lay the groundwork, certainly in the states, to support something like that. But everybody's got their role, I know. But now the reason I just bring that up about Joe Biden is you talked about the open borders. Well, the fact is he does not want open borders, and there's a reason for that. If you're going to have a new world order, obliterate independence of countries, you've got to have open borders, right? You've got to have the free flow of
people. Yeah, how are you going to have America first when, you know, people hold on to those ideals? What you've got to do, and forget the Browning of America term, you know, let's just talk about the education of American ideals reality. You know what? You need to understand your liberty. If you expect to be ignorant and free, you expect what never was and never will be. In other words, all these other people, they're not bad people. They just don't understand what makes America great. And they don't understand the checks and balances. And they don't understand the principles that we, the people, need to advocate for and stand up for. Now, it gets worse. Before the end of the hour, I got to mention this headline as well, gentlemen. Headline says this: House Democrats blocked a proposal by Republicans that would have required illegal immigrants to test negative for the coronavirus before they're released into the United States. So not only are we releasing illegals into America, but we don't even have to test them to make sure they're negative on the cocoa first. You and I can't go anywhere. You know, you got to be tested and everything else by mandate and all this stuff. But you know what? The illegals, we don't even really need to test them. Just release them into society illegally. See, this is the kind of criminal activity we're talking about, Brian.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. How does Larvita feel? I mean, they want to shut her business down. They don't want her to work at all. But yet now, let's let more people in, and they can do whatever they want. I mean, it's such a double standard. It's unreal.
On one hand, you just get sick of it and want to laugh and just blow it off and ignore it because you feel like your hands are tied. You feel so disenfranchised. But we can never, I'm going to say it again, never, I'll say it one more time, never give up, Eldon.
Yeah, that's right. One thing I'd like to point out is that the Democrats especially, but certainly people like George W. Bush and things, they use immigration for political purposes. Immigration for political purposes. Not just this. They always have this rhetoric about, oh, we're such a welcoming country and we want to just, you know, have this melting pot of people. But they want immigration to change society. That's a Marxist, that's a socialist type of idea, to use immigration as a way to just as a means of revolution. That's something, of course, we should not have.
Right.
Well, if you use that, Brian, for political purposes, I just want to say, though, and you put that above your oath of office, at some point, you know what? I think it's criminal personally. That's an opinion to which I'm entitled. But forget criminal activity for a second. Americans need to know that so they can simply dismiss you and elect somebody else who cares.
Yeah, but they own this wicked press, right? The white, and they don't want to report on any of that. I mean, yeah, we have to. It's like bringing up an article in 1992. We're talking about it, but I mean, most Americans probably don't remember or that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So yeah, they hide that agenda. They don't want to bring it up, and they're going to say what they want to say, right? Not this. What we're talking about.
I agree, Eldon. What do you say to that, though? I mean, you know, well, it reminds me of the country song. Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares.
Well, Joe Biden, he ran as supposedly this moderate, and of course he was running against somebody like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, so maybe it didn't take a whole lot to convince people that he was a moderate, but really he's been very much a radical for many, many years. So it's just been, he's got to try to market himself to people, though. Real dangerous person, though.
Oh, boy. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You know, all I can say about this, here's what they say. Breaking. Biden tax increase is a-coming. Did you see this, gentlemen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to raise taxes on the wealthy. Joe's going to get it done.
Oh, yeah. He's talking about it. That's right.
Yeah, you know, it seems like every time they raise taxes on the wealthy, I become more wealthy.
There you go.
Oh.
How'd that happen?
I don't know.
All of a sudden, I'm wealthy.
I'm not sure how to respond to that, but all I can say is let's just raise all the taxes, and then Eldon can fund all of us then.
Right. Well, I wish that were the case, but I guess in the eyes of the government, I become wealthy.
Right.
Oh, now I see what you're saying. Yeah, I see what yeah. You're yeah. wealthier than most of the world, buddy, so therefore we got to take what you got.
Yeah.
And the more wealthy you become, the more, you know.
It's always, the wealth, and we think it's going to be somebody else, and it actually ends up being us.
Yeah. Winning that, Brian.
There you go. That's right. Add a little more tax. And well, one thing I think you ought to do, Sam, is add music to the agenda. I mean, you got it. The music little hits there are great.
Yeah, man, I throw on some tunes, man. Yesterday I was playing the Eagles. I don't know if you've ever read the lyrics to On the Border.
I like it.
You ever read those lyrics?
Yeah, the Eagles are my group. I like the Eagles.
All right. Are you familiar with the lyrics of that, Eldon?
I'm not.
It's an Eagles song called On the Border, and it really talks about government, you know, Big Brother and government, and they're spying on you and your telephone calls and everything you do, and you better comply or they're going to get you. And
oh, boy.
You know, you got to look those lyrics up, buddy. Just type On the Border lyrics, buddy, and you'll find it, and you'll go, woo.
I'll have to do DuckDuckGo or something, I suppose, to find it.
That is correct, yeah.
Yeah. Google, you know, they're like, can't find it. Sorry.
That's right.
Wow.
There you go.
Folks, let me just tell you something right now. They want you to be discouraged. I know everything around you looks negative, and that's the way they love it, right? That's what they like. But we need to take courage in our God. We need to take courage in that Americans have been faithful and loyal, and we've been in hard scrapes plenty of times. Just ask General George Washington, if you choose, to make the point. But all I'm telling you is that we can take courage, though, right now. We can take courage in the fact that we're still on the radio, that we're articulating these beliefs and this understanding. You know, restoring the republic seems so far away and seems so impossible. But never underestimate the American people who turn to their God Almighty, Brian.
That's right. Amen.
All right. Final words yours, Eldon.
Well, we got to get involved. We got to. We can't just assume that somebody else is going to do it. And even though prayer is very important, God even told Moses to go to Pharaoh several times before he miraculously drove them or saved them from slavery under Pharaoh. So we got to do our part.
Amen to that. Thanks for being alongside for the ride, Brian. Godspeed, RussQuinnandGift.com. Eldon is going to stay with me second hour, and boy, do we got a bunch of new American stories to talk about. I'm telling you right now, killer stuff. Thanks, Brian.
Hey, you bet. Great job, guys.
Killer
Thanks,
stuff man. For Brian Rust, Eldon Stahl, and Sam Bushman. God save the Republic of the United States of America. But we got to get up and go to work, folks.